In theory, a constitution should be a thing that ends arguments. A constitution is the instruction manual which outlines the operations of the state, to be turned to for guidance whenever a given outcome is sought or when something doesn't seem to be working as it should. However, and here is where anybody listening to this in a pause amid trying to assemble a bookcase will sympathise, instruction manuals of any kind frequently fall short in their key task of guiding the user from theory to practice.
Come on, fit! You! I'm here!
One muddy, ill-considered phrase anywhere in a constitution can cause the political equivalent of an enraged householder bashing their half-built bookcase to bits with other bits of the half-built bookcase.
Why must I fail in every attempt at masonry?
The Constitution of the United States and amendments thereto was drafted by some of the finest minds of its age, yet Americans have spent 230 years arguing over what they meant by well-regulated militia. So if merely interpreting a constitution is a job big enough to consume the careers of uncountable lawyers and judges around the world, the imagination must boggle at the prospect of writing one, and writing one at that which a plurality of a given people will be happy enough to go along with. This is the mighty task now contemplated by 155 Chileans, elected this past weekend by their fellow citizens to compose a new constitution for Chile. The stakes are raised further still by the fact that these representatives will not be quite the constitutional convention that many expected, or that Chile's government would have preferred.
La amplitud del mal se originaba en la magnitud.
Chile has been chafing a while against its current constitution. It was adopted in 1980 when Chile was a very different country. A grim military dictatorship presided over by the ghastly General Augusto Pinochet, who imprisoned, tortured, disappeared, and/or murdered his opponents in their tens of thousands. A referendum on a new constitution was one of the concessions offered by Chile's current government following huge demonstrations in late 2019, which began as protests about the price of metro tickets in Santiago, but escalated into expressions of dissatisfaction with a great deal else besides. Last October, Chileans voted decisively, 78% in favour, to scrap the Pinochet-era constitution. This past weekend's vote was the next step in that process, choosing the delegates to a constitutional convention which will draft a new document which will be put to the people at a future referendum in which voting will be compulsory. If the convention can't come up with something Chileans like, Pinochet's constitution will remain operative. Some rules were laid down to make the constitutional convention as representative as possible. 17 of the 155 seats were reserved for delegates from Chile's indigenous peoples, and the results were to be adjusted to ensure gender parity, although it turned out that voters were so enthusiastic about the female candidates that the numbers had to be tweaked to up the number of men. It was also designed, and quite rightly, to necessitate consensus building. All new measures will require a two-thirds majority from the convention. Chile's conservative government, led by President Sebastián Piñera, was expecting a bit of a kicking in the constitutional convention vote. Piñera, serving his second stint in the La Moneda Palace, is profoundly unpopular, and with a presidential election looming in November, a woefully lame duck. Even one of the world's best executed COVID-19 vaccine programs has succeeded in hoisting Piñera's approval rating only as high as the mid-teens, though better that than the single digits he was putting up earlier this year. But Piñera and his fellow conservatives and or centrists expected to get enough of their list elected to the convention, specifically a third of delegates plus one, to block anything to which they objected. They did not. Chile's voters elected a convention largely comprised of opposition and independent candidates. President Piñera's response was, depending on one's interpretation, a model of humility and conciliation, or the kind of, well, whatever, see if I care communique you phone in when you know everybody hates you and you're leaving office in 6 months anyway.
No estamos sintonizando.
We are not listening enough to the demands and hopes of our citizens, and we are being challenged by new expressions and new leadership.
Y estamos siendo interpelados por nuevas expresiones y por nuevos liderazgos.
At this early stage of this experiment, both those excited about the possibilities and those nervous about the pitfalls are right to be. It is certainly past time that Chile disencumbered itself of a constitution which is a relic of a miserable period in its history. But the world has not recently lacked examples of frustrated or complacent or just plain bored electorates seeking to smash up flawed but functional established structures without having necessarily thought the replacement all the way through. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.